subject in preparation for Pesach is contemporary halacha, and we want to know about Bal Yirah Bar Yemotzeh and Mechiras Chametz in the cases where there's a difference in the time zone. Let's give a few examples. One example would be what we call Chametz B'Yisrael V'Abaylin B'Chutzlaretz. Supposing, for example, that at the time of the beginning of the Yisr Chametz, the Chametz is here in Eretz Yisrael, and it's after the Chalos Zman Yisr, it's after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, but the Bailim are in, say, the USA, and the Yisr Chametz has not emerged. The Makom Chametz, which is here in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shas Yisr Chametz. Now, would the Bailim violate Bal Yirah Bar Yemotzeh insofar as the Chametz is already Lachar Zman Yisuro? Is it Chametz that's also Banah? And then you have the issue of Chametz Shavalova Pesach. Let's take the reverse case. The Chametz is in America. The Bailim are here in Eretz Yisrael. So as far as the Makom of the Chametz is concerned, it's not yet Pesach. But yet, as far as the Bailim are concerned, they're here in Eretz Yisrael, and for them, it's already Pesach. So these are cases in which we have Hefreshei Shiur, Hefreshei Sha'ot, difference on the clock. And in these cases, the issue is, what determines Bal Yirah Bar Yemotzeh? Is it the Gavra, the place where the Bailim find themselves, or is it the Cheftza, meaning the Chametz itself? And this basic Chakira of the Achronim is going to determine all these situations of Hefreshei Sha'ot, which means a distinction, a difference in the time zone between the place where the Bailim is and the place where the Chametz is. The Bailim are in one place, the Chametz is another place. One of the two has already reached the Tchila Shah Shishis, the Zman of Yisr Chametz. The other has yet to reach that that time zone of the Yisr Chametz. So what is Koveya? Now, let's add another scenario. Let's say a Ben Chutzlaretz finds himself in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to sell his chametz. He gives out what's called a harshah, and he signs a document giving over the rights to sell his chametz. His chametz is in America. Now, here, it's liachar zman isuro. Does he have the right to sell his chametz? Because his chametz is in chutz laretz, and it's not yet Pesach. And the nafkamina again will be whether or not the chametz, when he comes back to Chutz Laretz, is chametz shavalova Pesach. If we're saying that he can still sell his chametz, despite the fact that he's already past Shas Yisuro here in Israel, but he can sell his chametz because the chametz is in Chutz Laretz, then it's not chametz shavalova Pesach. He sold it before this man Yisur of chametz in Chutz Laretz. If, on the other hand, we go bust to the Gavra, where he's found, he can't sell it now, because for him, it's already Pesach, and he already violates Bal Yirah Bar Yemotzeh. He can't sell it. It's Yotzei Mirshuso. And again, the root of the question is whether Bal Yirah Bar Yemotzeh depends upon, is determined by the Gavra, that a person should not have chametz in his bailus, or shall we say that fundamentally the Iser is an Iser Cheftza, and he's not allowed to find chametz on Pesach that he owns. So let's mention some of the source material on this issue. We can start, first of all, with the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Mem Gimel. Chametz Mishei Shal Salamala B'yom Yudalid Osir Banah. From the moment of the sixth hour, let's say in a perfect clock, it'll be 11 a.m. on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, Chametz is Osir B'Achilu Banah. And even though we're talking about the end of the sixth hour, that's only on a Doraisa level, but as the Mechaber points out, Asru Chachomim Shtei Shos Kodem, It means from the beginning of the fifth hour, that's as early as 10 a.m., chametz is osur b'achila. The Mechaber goes on to say that during that hour of the fifth, it's mutar b'anah, even though it's osur b'achila, and he could sell it to a goy. But from the beginning of Shah Shishis and on, it's osur even b'anah, and therefore it's yatzim reshu, so he can no longer sell it to a goy. In the Bir Halacha, you'll see, points out in the Keta that starts with Asru Gam Bahano, he says, Uposhati Oz Osulim Kolin Nachri, that if at the time of the beginning of the sixth hour the Chachamim prohibited Chametz, not just in Achil but also in Hano, then it's Poshit that from this point and on he can no longer sell it to a guy. Now, why did the Rabbanan, you know, push back the time of the Isa Chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah points out here in Sifkat and Vav, Gzeira Atu Shashvius, the Asu Min Ator Ba'anal, Kein Asru, Asur Az Lemachro Liakum. So on a Doraisa level, you can no longer sell it to a guy after the beginning of the seventh hour. The Rabbanah made a Gzeira, and they started earlier. And it became Asu Ba'achil Ba'anal at the beginning of the sixth hour, 1 hour earlier, and that's the time in which you can no longer sell Chametz. Let's take a look at the end of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber. Let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Ubishnas ha'ibur shayom aruch." Aruch, in other words, it's a longer day during an ibiyar. Is elu shos lefi inyan ayom umutol lechol chametz ad shlish ayom. Okay, there's a halacha here of shlish ayom. Now, if you'll take a look in a mishnah in the second perek of Pesachim, ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach b'shogeg. Now, normally, if a zar eats truma b'shogeg, he has to pay keren v'chomesh. Here, since the truma was also chametz, is patur mitashlumin, he doesn't have to pay, and we apply the principle of kimlei b'derabimine, since chametz is an isur kares, and he violated isur kares, therefore, he doesn't pay. But is there a difference between shogeg and mezid? So the Mishnah says explicitly that in the case of shogeg, he does pay keren v'chomesh, but in a case of mezid, he's patur mitashlumin. Now, if you look in the Bar Tanura quotes here the famous question of the Rishonim, afagav d'chomets pesach osu b'anov lo shom amidi, why should, or how should we impose a chiv compensation of keren v'chomesh on the person who ate the chametz? After all, chametz osu b'anah, and it's worthless. And he says, mishum d'ochel truma v'shoge k'siv v'nasan l'koenes ha-kodesh dovar roi lios kodesh she'eno mishalim lo mos ela peros, that when the Torah says that the person who ate truma b'shogeg gives to the Kohen, it doesn't say he gives to the Kohen domim, but rather he gives to the Kohen kodesh, meaning a dover roilios kodesh. He pays peros. Vatashlumim nasim truma, and those peros become truma. Hilkoch lav basar domim azlinon. What determines the payment of keren v'chomesh is not the value of the truma, but rather the peros themselves, you know, replace peros with peros. And that even though this truma is chametz, which is osur b'anah, therefore valueless, lo shav amidi, but nevertheless you pay tashlume keren v'chomesh based on the peros, the volume of the peros. And this Bar Tanura is based on the Sugyas HaGemara in Perakol Shah on Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Iboilahu, Kshu Mishalim Lefi Mida Mishalim O Lefi Dome Mishalim. What do you pay when you eat Truma? do you pay the value, replace the value, or do you replace the volume itself? And the Gemara says the following. If it was worth, at the time that he ate it, 4 zuzim, even though it went down in value, he still has to pay the 4 zuzim at the time of the achila. The logara mi gazlan, and we have a principle in gzela of kolak gazlan mishalmim kishas hagzela. Kiti boilecha de meikar shav yezuzi lebesov shav yarba. My lefi midah mishalim. And now he has to pay something that's worth arba. Diomalei giura achal giura mishalim odil mefi dovim mishalim. And now it's worth a zuz, so I'm going to pay you a zuz. And in order to prove one way or the other, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Ha'ochel Chametz, Trumas Chametz for Pesach, B'Shogeg Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. I'amit B'Shleim L'fi Mido Mishalim Shapir, I'amit L'fi Domim Mishalim, Chametz for Pesach Par Domim Hu? What value does Chametz for Pesach have insofar as that's Yisurei Anot, Lo Shova Klum? So why would he pay L'fi Domim? Where's the Tashlumin and Keren V'Chomesh on something that's valueless? But the answer is Lefi Mido Mishalim. The Torah was makpid that he paid peros, and therefore Lefi Mido. And now we're ready for the tshuva of the Onig Yontif, which you'll see on the bottom of page 2. Asher Nistapik Fodo V'Misha Oilo Chomitz Be'erev HaPesach b'mokom echad v'hu b'mokom acher v'ashoz manios shebemekomo einom shovim la'ashoz manios shebemokom achomitz machmas shinui haklim b'taluchos hashemesh b'mokom adayin kodim hascholas hasheishos shemuter limkar eschem tzol linochri. So this would be a case where the place where he finds himself is America, so it's much earlier, it's before Shas Isur Chametz, before the Shas Shishis, and therefore he should be able to sell his Chametz, but the Chametz is Munach in a place where it's already after Shas Isur Chametz. Can he sell his Chametz? And if he sells his chametz, then should we say that it's not, since the sale is valid, it's not chametz shalva pesach? E baso di deaz linon o baso chemtzo. What determines the iser and the inability of the owner of the chametz to sell the chametz? Is it the place where he is, the deaz linon o baso chemtzo az linon? Says the Shut Oneg Yontif, this is the tshuva we've been waiting for. L'chore nirli k'tzas raya l'din zed v'asa chemtzo azlin. It all depends upon where the chametz is located. V'keva shechemtzo b'mokom shu achar zman ha'isur nesa k'far b'arno v'lo mashkechinen al mokom al zman mokom sh'abaylim omdim mihod etnan b'psochem ochel b'tshumas chametz b'pesach b'shogeg m'shalim keren v'chomesh. Umi boy lake shu mishalim lefi dom mishalim lefi mido mishalim v'kaposhim imasnisin de ketoni ochel chumas chomitz v'pesach v'shogim mishalim keren v'chomish iyamit v'shalim lefi mido mishalim shapir el iyamit lefi dom mishalim chomitz v'pesach by domim hu. And we didn't read the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says that maybe the Mishnah reflects the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that chomitz v'pesach is mutar b'ano and therefore it's by domim, but that's bedochak. To say that the Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, reflects the Shita of Yossi Aglili, that Chometz Pesach is Mutbano, that's Dochak. Now comes the Oneg Yontif. V'im Isa, Dibba Chometz, Azlinon, Bosar, Mokom Shabbailim Sham. If we're going to assume, he's arguing from the opposite, if you're going to assume that in Chometz everything depends upon the place where the Bailim are, in a case where he's in one place and the chametz is elsewhere, imkein amaylo mishani, why doesn't the Gemara give a better teretz? Demairi sha'ochal trumas chometz b'shvi shel pesach b'sof hayom v'abaylim omdim memokom shekvar kola hayom v'hai chometz havi shapir l'abaylim bardomim shari yecholim l'mochro shom b'mokom shehem u'laviyam etzlo. The Gemara could have given the following answer that would work even if I hold a feed domim. He ate Shrumas Chametz at the end of Pesach, the end of the seventh day, and he ate it after Kfar Kola Hayom. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, the Bailim, it's already after Pesach, and therefore it's Bar Domim, and the Bailim could sell it in the place where they're located. Ulaviyam Etzlam, the Kevon, Shebitlo Yerchel Avayr. Okay, he goes into complicated issues here about Bittel. I just want to get the general impression of what he's saying. And basically saying that in this case, the Bailim, as far as the Bailim is concerned, because there, omdu b'mokum shekvar kol ayom, this chametz is a bar domim. It has value. Now, the person who was mazik the chametz and ate the chametz, he's located where the chametz is, and it's still Pesach. It's still the seventh day of Pesach towards the end of the day. So the bailim, let's say, for example, the chametz is in America. So it's now the seventh day of Pesach, and the person who ate the Trumas Chometz is eating something that's a Bar Domim because the Bailim are in Eretz Yisrael. So as far as they're concerned, it's already after Avdolah, they can sell this Chometz, and from their perspective, it's a Bar Domim. And therefore the Mazik, the Ochel, would have to pay for the Chometz. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? It's already Motzei Yontif, but nevertheless, since the Chometz itself is located in Chutz Laaretz where it's still Pesach, therefore it still remains Asur Bar Noah, and the Bailim could not sell the Chometz, therefore it's a Lav Bar Domim, and that's why, hence, the Mazik will be Potter. So we could not justify the Mishnah's psak, the ruling that Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh, under the Halach of Mishalim Domim, if you have a case where the Chometz itself is located where it's still Pesach, even though from the Bailim's perspective they're located in a place where it's not, it's Ois Pesach, Pesach is already over, but nevertheless, they cannot sell this chametz, and they're also in this chametz, because the chametz itself inherently is still chametz. It's still nitfas be'isur, because it's located in a place where it's still shas isur chametz. A very brilliant chap of the Oneg Yontif. What we're going to look at now is the Mikroi Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank. He was the chief rabbi here in Yerushalayim, and he's going to try to prove that Adarabba, Chametz depends upon the Iser Gavra and the Mokum HaGavra, as opposed to the Oneg Yontif, who says that everything depends upon the Mokum HaChametz. Now, before we mention Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, let's just be Makdimus HaMe'uchar, let's mention the Mishnah Halachos, who brings a Kapos Tmarim from Masechta Yoma. Let's turn to that. Here we have it. Mi sheyesh lo chametz b'medina acheres, shezman iser chametz ba muktam o mi'uchar, masai over olav. It seems to be a typo here. It says masai oved olav. It should say over olav. So this is a tshuva that's written to Rav David HaKohen Rosenberg in the year Tufshin Chaf Zion. And this, I believe, is Rav Klein, and the tshuva is written in Brooklyn, New York. B'dvar she'loso, shemi she'esh lo chametz bi'eretz Yisrael, v'hu amid b'chutzlaretz o lehepach. So again, in the case of the Oneg Yontif, just to put on that perspective, the Chametz is in Chutz Laretz, and the Bailim are in Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, Shehua v'Chametz hem v'mekomo shonim u'v'mokom echad kodim zman Yisur Chametz u'lasheni havi le'acher zman Yisur Chametz u'lomoshel shehu b'artzot ha'brit v'yadua d'zman shel Eretz Yisrael muktam v'sheish shows kodem higiasham zvane iso chametz v'nishal bi'echad shemochar chemtzo b'Eretz Yisrael i'akum al yidei shliach v'hisna imo shiyamtin im shtoros kol b'nei chutzlaretz od yom sholem u'mikomakom lo himtin yosem yom sholem m'safkale kevan de miyad k'shenichlas leil tshi B'Eretz Yisrael, v'rega achrona shel yontif, nikne, u'memele, ha'mokum shemochar li'akum, nikne ma'dvorim shemochar li'akum li'yisov, v'nestaf v'yezim dvorim asurim v'yezim mutorim. So this is not exactly the case of the Oneg Yontif, but we'll see if the principles are the same. And the Mishnah Halachas writes, Rishona Nefalpil Ktsas Hechadin B'Yisrael, B'Yisrael, Shehu B'Mokom Shadain Lo Yigia Zman Chometz, V'Chemtzo B'Mok Shekraog. So here, he's in Chutzlaretz, but the Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael, and Kvar Yigia Zman Yisur Chometz. Nira Lifshot Meha, Chado, L'Fum Riyato, Yenira, D'Dover Zed Toli Yi Chometz Ave Yisur Gavra, O Iser Hefza, the Kapastmar Biyuma, Reshpek Yom Kippurim, Kos of the Holy Sur, Iser Atoli Bizman, Mikri Rak, Iser Gavra, Velo Iser Hefza, Lefiza Gam Chomitz, Vipesa came in the Iser Atoli Bizman, Lohavi Rak, Iser Gavra, Omnom, Maran, Hela de Chomitz, Ladasaram, Iser Hefza. Not sure who he means here, but according to the Rambam, Chometz is in Iser Cheftza. V'diyei kein midakosav, HaRambam perek alf milchus Chometz v'matza, aloch hazayin ochel Chometz v'pesach kolshu, harei za'osam en ator shenem alo yi ochel. V'tomu nosei kelov, t'lomitzar krod lo yochel o kaimel uchad torkul chatzi she'osam en atorah, v'tireitz maran, the Aramam Svile Keha Krasi Keha Kapostmarim the Khatsi Shiran Osel Biso Khefza Aval Isa Gavra Bhatsi Shir Mutumina Torah Shlonita the Khamitz Nami Avi Isa Gavra Kavan Shutoli Bisman Kosva Ramam De Ilu Sivlo tochal chametz havi kara havi akra medaber ima gavra vol hashduch sivlo yochel koya cheftzu shudora nechal v'lo ala ochlam ken gil sator lehejed is chametz havi isu cheftzu ulefi ze yesh lomer deleman diomer de chametz havi isu gavra. According to the kapos tmarim that an isa toli bizman is an isa gavra, Oz ha'isa tolu b'mokum shabaylim sham. Kolzman shabaylim b'mokum heter lochal isa chometz al hachametz. So if he's in chutzlaretz and the chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, so after Shas Isur in Eretz Yisrael, but the gavra is in chutzlaretz and it's not yet Shas Isur chametz, is the insofar as chametz is in Isur gavra, the gavra is going to be koveah. So even if the cheftza itself would be in a makom iser, it would still be mutter. That's if you hold that chametz is an iser gavra. Avoloman diomer the chametz with pesach avi iser cheftza, like we saw in the Rambam, imkei nafochu the tolia iser b'makom shachefet shom. The chol shebaz man iser chametz hayam ishei shal solamala. Nesar achomitz miyad biso chefta filu ma bailam adayne b'mokom heter. So basically, the Mishnah Lochos claims that it all boils down to iso gavri iso chefta. What is the nature of iso chomitz? And it could very well be that even if we hold that all isure zman, any iso that's limited in time is an iso gavri, but maybe chomitz, as we saw in the Rambam Shita, would be the exception to the rule. Now, as far as the raya of the Oneg Yontif, and the Oneg Yontif says that it all depends upon where the chametz is, and he brought a proof from the Gemara of Ochel Truma Shel Chametz. So we'll take a look now in the Mikrai Kodesh of Reb Tzvi Hirsch Frank, and he writes, "B'sefer Oneg Yontif, don b'davar mi sheyesh lo chametz b'makom shadayim muter b'achila." So the person is in chutzlaretz and it's not yet shas isur. Va'adam nimtza b'makom shekvar nesar chametz lehepech. Keitzad adini azlinim b'asav b'ilum b'asav chametz v'yirai dazlinim b'asav makom achametz. Which again, in the Mishnah Halachas, would reflect the shita of Rambam that chametz is an iser chefta. Mehadisnan, and here this long paragraph, he brings the summary of the proof of the Oneg Yontif. And at the end of this quote, he writes, "Mashpad azlina basamakum shachametz munach shavehine nitpas ata sefer hayomam." Miyadidi Agrim Tukachinsky, Rabbi Chil Michal Tukachinsky, Vesham Meirich Betshuva Zu, Venotel Loma de Azlinen Basar Chometz. So we have now three of the poskim who give us room to believe that Chometz is determined by the Mokama Chometz. We have the Oneg Yontif, and we have the Sfar of the Mishnah Halachos according to the Rambam. And now we have the Gaon Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank, in his Mikrai Kodesh, he himself disagrees. He says, "Lididi yesh ladin tuva v'dvarim de mistaber miod lomar de lav de bayiro akarkafta de gavrachal." If bayiro bayimotzi depends upon where the person is located. Vitoli bibala chomitz, imu b'mokum shadayin mutasham, he's in America, and it's before the Shas Isur, then he could still sell his chomitz. Demabakach shabimokum achomitz, kvar nesar achomitz, veinochinami dila anoshim shabimokum achomitz nesar, even though that same chomitz is also to those people who are there in Eretz Yisrael, so after Shas Isur, avoli ish zeh, Adayin muter b'achilas chametz. He can eat chametz. He's not, again, he's not, you know, the chametz is not available for him, but he's eating chametz in chutzlaretz. He's therefore yachal limkar chemtzo. He has no inhibition. There's nothing preventing him from selling the chametz. Even though the chametz is munach b'makom isur, v'chein lehepach, mishu b'makom isur, also limkar chemtzo munach b'makom heter, the Bosa Gavra's Linon. And honestly, Rabosai, I think what he's saying is the Dover Poshut, that you can't say to me that he's Osir and Chometz and it's not yet Yonta for him. He's eating Chometz. So how can it be over by your by Motz? Because the Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael and it's already Pesach. The only problem is, when you think about selling the chametz, you know, you're selling that chametz, right? So the buyer, in this case the guy, is going to become the proud owner of chametz in Eretz Yisrael, and it's also, it's already after Shas Yisur chametz. So how do you sell chametz that's chametz? In other words, it could be that the Shem chametz is enough to be mafkia momen bailim, and the Shem chametz certainly has emerged because anyone there where the chametz is located is also b'chametz and would be chayv kari seviated. So even though the bailim would not violate anything, but that doesn't mean that he has bailus over the chametz. The chametz is chametz, and chametz is also b'anah. It's mufka from bailus. Or should we say no? That maybe because he's not yet holding Pesach, so he's mutar b'anah, and if this chametz was there, he could have hanah from it. Therefore, it's valuable for him, and he has bailus. Okay, but that already is much more complicated, and you can hear tutzdonim. But as far as Bayirah Bayimotzi is concerned, to say that he violates Bayirah Bayimotzi before Shas Yisur Chometz, that's impossible. And if, on the other hand, he has Chometz in Chutzlaretz, but he's here, and he owns that Chometz in Chutzlaretz, then for sure he violates Bayirah Bayimotzi. It's already Shas Yisur Chometz for him. He's in Eretz Yisrael, and it's after the sixth hour. So that I think, is a Dover Posh. I don't even think you can clear about that. But in terms of Mechiras Chametz, that to me is more complicated. To sell Chametz, which is Chametz, for everyone else in the world, or anyone else there in Eretz Yisrael, it's Chametz, and he can sell it because he's in Chutz Laretz, that's a little bit more tricky. You know, here, I think you can go in one of two ways. You can vacillate. Now, what I was hoping for was that the Mikrei Kodesh would now come back to discuss the Oneg Yontif and his Raya. So let's see the next paragraph. He says, Matsasi kidvarai b'tshuvas chesed li'avram milsa demiboyle pshita li'tuva de'azlinan basar makom amidas bal ha'chomitz de'isura kakafta de'gavra mancha. So now, after quoting the Chesed Le'Avram as a support for his position, he writes the Mikrai Kodesh, V'efshar di'ein machlokas bein Oneg Yontif l'Chesed Le'Avram divrei Oneg Yontif heim l'inyan Yisur Anah shehu Yisur Cheftza. So as far as Bayirah, the suggestion is that the Oneg Yontif would agree that Bayirah is an Isa Gavra, and it depends upon whether it's Yontif and Shas Isa for the Gavra. The Chesed Avram is talking about Bal Yirah Bayimotze, and therefore everything depends upon the Mokom HaBailim. The Oneg Yontif is talking about the Isur HaNah, and the Isur HaNah would be dependent upon the Chametz itself. Now that might reflect a little bit of what we said before. Again, if the Bailim are in America and they could somehow get access to the Chametz, I don't think the Chametz would be also HaNah, but on the other hand, could they sell the chametz when the chametz is located in Eretz Yisrael and it's already got a Shem chametz? So again, the Shem chametz is relative to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's not chametz for the Bnei Chutz Laretz at this point, but even though there are no Isurim that are engendered as far as Bnei Chutz Laretz, because it's not chametz, but the very fact that it's chametz in one makom means that it's mufka from Mechira. You know, what are you selling? You're selling something that's valueless in its makom. And Lamaisa says the Mikrai Kodesh, Yesh nafkamina l'alocha kayom shebaim tayarim me'America le'Eretz Yisrael. So you have tourists coming into Eretz Yisrael for Chag HaPesach, u'mochrim shomes hachomet shalahem kinohug, shemoser ha'shol l'harabonim shom, for rabonim mochrim es hachomet l'goy b'erev Pesach b'shach hamishish, shetzorach lachzor v'limkar b'Eretz Yisrael, eschem tzo mishum shebeshah shishis shu nimtza b'yeretz Yisrael u'be'amerika adayin lo ola amura shachar. Okay, there's usually a 7-hour difference. Okay, fine. V'adayin rabbonim lo machu shom eschametz v'nimtza shemishay shosel amalo nimtza b'shusa chametz shelo machar. In other words, if he's going to rely on the Rabbanim in America to sell his chametz, the Rabbanim are not going to sell the chametz until the Shas Iser chametz. And by that time, it's already too late to sell the chametz. Why? Because if we go bust to the Bailim, then the Bailim already passed the Shas Iser chametz because they're, as tourists, they're here in Eretz Yisrael. Is Yesh Li Zoyer Bozeh Sheyachso V'yimkar Sachametz be Eretz Yisrael. He shouldn't rely on the Mechira in Chutz Eretz, he should sell it again in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because if Chametz depends upon the Bailim, then the sale of the Chametz in Chutz Eretz is not going to be helpful for the Bailim who are in Eretz Yisrael, because at the time of that sale, it's already Pesach for the Bailim, and they cannot sell the Chametz. Then he writes about Rav Rabbi Yosef Sharshavsky, Hevi Rael Inyan Zemi Psochim Daf Samach Gimel De Isa Shom De Shochet Pesach Ala Chometz Afilu Yeshlo Chometz Besofa Olam Chayov Vare Besofa Olam Adayin Lo Mota Zman Isa Chometz Al Mashda Zlina Basa Mokom Habaylim Ulechora Zuraya Tova. So now we have a raya on the other, to the other side of this equation. That's the side that Rav Frank was maintaining, that it depends upon on the Bailim, and therefore the Bailim will violate the lav of shchitas pesach al chametz if he has chametz b'sofa olam, even if the chametz is found, let's say, in America, where it's not yet Shas Isuro. So we see Azlinim Basa Mokom Shel Bal HaChometz. Now, again, just to reiterate, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank agrees with the presentation of the Mishnah Lachos, that it depends upon the Gavra, and although the Mishnah Halacha says that's only Lashitas HaRishonim other than the Rambam, the Chesed Avram seems to assume that's a Dover Poshut, that we go Basar the Karkafta, the Gavra, the place where the Bailam ought to be found, and that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank agrees with that. And if you take a look at the Mishnas Yaivitz of Rabbi Tzal Zsolti, who's the chief rabbi of Israel, he seems to agree with this concept of Basar Bailim. Let's see what he says here. Me'ata nira be'isar chametz. Excuse me. Kova Shakosav Kovazmani Sutli Isuro the Isoda Isu Lo Gufa Chometz Hela Isuhu Ala Gavra Ha Ochelva Nenemin Chometz became a Stavalom in the Isu Chometz Law as Lina Basa Mokum Chometz came in Chain Shum Isu Begufa Chometz Hela as Lina Basa Mokum Bala Chometz Hu Osir Bechometz Vimu Bemokum Shu Lifne Ismana Isur Mutolo Limkar Lehenos Michemtso Afalpisha HaChomitz Nimtza B'Mokum Shu Kfar Li'achar Zman Isuro, and therefore Chala HaMachira U'Mutar HaChomitz Li'achar Pesach. So he could sell his Chomitz in Chutz Laretz because it's not yet Pesach, even though the Chomitz itself is located in a place where it's already Asur. Ulam B'Guf HaShel Kfar Don B'Shut Oneg Yontif U'Mitzari Lomid D'Basa Chemtza Azlinon Kevet shechemtzu b'mokum shu achar zman isu nesar b'anah v'lo mishkachinon Alzman Mokum Shabailim Omdim Shamevi Raya Nipsachim Lamid Beis Omid Aleph to Lukve Masnisin the Ochel Trumas Chomets Bepesach be Ofen Ze She Ochel Trumas Chomets Beshvi Shal Pesach Besof Hayom Vabailim Omdim Mokum Shvakar Kola Hayom Vahavi Chomets Labailim Bar Domim for Ochel Chayv Kores Dimimokum Shochel Adain Yom V'chayiv kares al muchat azlin b'asem makom hachametz v'lo havi bar domim labaylim. Omnom ze poshut she'ein docha gadol mizel u'ukmi stam mishne v'ukimta rechoka kazos. That he, the baylim, is located in a place where it's already ois yontif. U'lefi ha'mavuar b'emes b'ofin ze havi hachametz bar domim labaylim. No, it's Enoch Inami, La'alocha, there would be a chiyuv of Keren V'chomish in this case, when the Mazik ate Chomet Shel Truma, because it's valuable, even if you hold Bas Adomim, because the Bailim could sell the Chomet right now. They're in Chutzlitz, it doesn't matter that the Chomet, I'm sorry, they're in Eretz Yisrael, and they've already made Havdalah. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant if the fact that the chometz itself is located in wherever it is located. V'shuvar yisi b'shut chesed l'avram shenishal b'zev achriel aloch dazlinim b'asa ba'al ha'chometz lo b'asa mokam ha'chometz. Pella that he doesn't quote the tshuva of Mikrai Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank. However, let's go back to the Mikrai Kodesh, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, V'efshad di ein machlokes bein ha'onag yontif ha'chesed li'avram, ki ha'onag yontif ma'iri li'inyan isa ha'no, shu isa cheftza, v'chein mitzadid bozed azlinim bosa chometz, ma'shein kein divrei ha'chesed li'avram li'inyan bal yiro isa gavra, u'bozed gam hu modal unto yontif de bosa gavra azlinon. Just 1 second, what does he mean? Modal Yonig Yontiv de Basa Gavra Azlinon. It should say Mode Ha'onig Yontiv, right? The Onig Yontiv's conclusion was that Chametz depends upon the Makom, that the Iser is an Iser. Just 1 second. Yeah, that the Iser Chametz is in the Cheftz of Chametz. The Makom HaChametz is Koveya. So I think there's a little bit of a textual error here. It should say Modeh Ha'onig Yontif Debasa Gavra Azlinon. That's as far as Bayimotze is concerned. Just 1 second. I'm just going to change one letter here. Okay, fine. So Modeh Ha'onig Yontif Debasa Gavra Azlinam. Okay, now let's take a look at the tshuva of the Igros Moshe. Hanoseim Eretz Yisrael America Kodem HaPesach V'chemtzo B'Eretz Yisrael. So he's traveling from Eretz Yisrael to America and he leaves his chametz in Eretz Yisrael. So this is going to be relevant to us this year because we're actually traveling to America before Pesach. And we have chametz here. So he writes to Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Rosen, I think. It's hard for me to see it. Anyway, he says, Hine shnei asfarim chesed li'avram v'onig yontif lo ra'isi alokrad hudpas ma'shenir nochon l'ani estaiti b'kuntres shiyotze l'fam me'ayishiva b'shem Torah v'hora Sha'ika l'dina l'inyan isa v'ayiro v'ayimotze v'yesi t'ashpisu rak ala gavra d'imhu b'medina sh'adayin lo igiyaz ma'ani isur lo shayach olav shum isurim v'chiyuvim av l'inyan isur hana yesh l'hachmir. Let's underline those words. Av l'inyan isur hana yesh l'hachmir gam al mokom hachometz vehatam Kamoda mash when the gam chomet shall cut on the af shall cherish v'shote neshu ba'na af shehem lo avru al isurin af achra pesach she isur mishum knas lo shach liknos lahem devehechrich hu mishum dlo plug shem kein gam gavra shall ochal lov adayin chiyuv mishum shayim b'medina Shezmana Pesach Maschil Be'ichur. But he's in America where the Zman of Israel will be delayed by Eza Shos. Is Nami Hubichal Zeh. Hubishas Habir Bimea Pesach Shomer Rabba Babakama Shakol Mitzuvim Olav Levar Mashma the Gamid Deraisa Ike Chiyuv Shalol Ania Chometz Logak Bishvil Shlo Yavrol v'bal bal chometz al isur l'metzinu zev shari isur megam l'mash v'shiyah b'zachiluk bein b'nei chiyuv l'chein l'maisa kevin shehu b'eretz Yisrael yimsar b'eretz Yisrael ha-chometz al yidei mashiyas ha-shliach l'rav hosiglim kar chometz tohu kodem zman ha-isur avol yomar b'feirish l'rav ha-shliach she'eno oseh L'shliach liknos b'chazoras l'chomet z'achar peskar ar li'achar sh'yavru y'mei ha-pesach v'amerika b'mei lo'af sh'arav yikne mea nochri tekev achar pesach v'eretz Yisrael lo yikne l'amocher v'ye shel shalok sh'yavo head point. So just to summarize, Rav Moshe accepts this chiluk that we saw in Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank between the Iser Bal Yirah as an Iser Gavra and the Iser Hanoah as an Iser Cheftza, and therefore, just 1 second, Ha'ikra L'dina L'nyin Iser Bal Yirah V'yesta Tashpizu Rakal Gavra. So Imu B'dina Shadayin Lo Yigiyaz Mane Iser Lo Shayachal Av Shum Iser V'chiyum Aval L'nyin Iser Hanoah Yesh Lahachmir Gam al mokom hachometz. Vatamu, as we said before, kamo demash from the gam chometz shall cut on the afshal cherish v'shote nesru behanoah. So this Easter hanoah depends on the cheftz and on the gavra. I mean, there's no reason why there would be an Easter on the gavra here. And this will be no gea to chometz shavu l'pesach afshehem lo over al isurim. Af achra pesach she isur mishum knas. So on the level of violating the isur, there should be no knas. Echad mishum dlo plug she imkain gam behagavra shelochal of adayin chiyuv mishum shayu b'medina shezman pesach maskil beichur eiza shows is nami hu bichal zed the kevin that chomitz nimsu mokum shekvar yigia Zmana Isur Nesar. So it's already Asur Behano. And that's the conclusion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, if a ben Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael and his Chometz is in America, at the end of Yontif there's a problem here, because if he sold his chametz here in Eretz Yisrael, then the Rav is going to buy it back immediately after Yontif, and Adayin lo estayim ha'isur chametz bi artzot habrit. So according to the Igros Moshe, le'inyan isur hano yesh la'achver gam al mokom ha'chametz, then it's going to be also a bailov shel ha'chametz who's in artzot habrit. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. That if the chametz is located in Artsot HaBrit, then the Bala Chometz could not be Zochabo. He's here in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to buy back the Chometz immediately after Yontif here in Eretz Yisrael, which is before the Zman Heter Chometz in Chutzot. So it's still also a Chometz, and therefore it becomes Chometz Shalva Pesach. So that's the Igros Moshe here in Simon Tzadi Dalid. There's also an Igros Moshe in Simon Tzadi He. And he writes to Legabi Ben America, Shechemtso Sham, for who be Eretz Yisrael, Yemi Ikra Din Akol Holech Acher Achometz, Vi Osa Liskos Bo Ad Avur Yontif. Fine. Also, Liskos for out of Vur Yontev Akron shall Pesach ba America. But since his Chometz is in America, we have to be Machver for these Arnoa in the Mokom HaChometz. And that's going to be many hours later. But the Evidim Zocha Boli Acher Akron shall Pesach be Eretz Yisrael Mutter ba Noa. Machain Mistaber im Arav Yikne. Bechazora, kishekvar over Yom Hashvi, in New York, shurak mi rabbanim yidin yontif sheni, afim yikne rav tekev ksha over Yom Shvi beretz Yisrael she b'New York adayin Yom Shvi shebas doraisa, v'ya also yesh lodun lahokel mikaven she nimtza ato b'eretz Yisrael she nigmar gam leben chutzlaretz Yom Hashvi. Peshkia der tzomikra din daslina basrei v'rak roi lahach. So he's talking about a chutznik who's here in Eretz Yisrael. His chometz is in Chutzlart. So he says that maybe meikra din his yontif has already ended with the end of Yom HaShvi, even though he still is knowing the meaning of Mokum Shiyotzim Yisham because it's Daito Lachzis, he has to hold another day of Yontif. However, Mi'ikra Din, his Yontif is already over because he's in Eretz Yisrael. Rakroi Lach Melecha Lech Gamach Archov Zayn Lach Merach HaPesach B'chomet Shalom Pesach Udin Rabbanon. So he's saying that although there's a Chumah to go Basar Mokum HaChometz, but we don't have to go as far as to extend that chumrah and apply it even to the Easter of Chometz Shavuot and Pesach, which is itself the Rabbanon. But it's interesting that he says that Afim Yikne Harav Tekev Ksha'over Yom HaShvi Beretz Yisrael Ubin Yor Kadayni Yom Shvi De Pesach Do Raisa Yesh Lodin Lohokil Kemish Nimtza Ata Beretz Yisrael. He's a tourist now in Eretz Yisrael. Shenigmar gam leben chutzlaretz yom hashvi b'shkia d'eretz Yisrael. This is interesting that yontif will end. I mean, I don't understand what he means by yontif will end. I mean, l'maisa he's keeping another day yontif, but I think he means on a d'oraisa level, and maybe even rabbanon he can end his yontif after yom hashvi like the b'nei eretz Yisrael. It's only a chumah d'rabbanon. And that Chumah d'Rabbanan is not going to generate an Iser of Chometz Sha'ol of HaPesach, which is itself a Knas d'Rabbanan. Now we have the Mincha Shlomer of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who writes, Lefuma de Sovar Mar She'im Bala Chometz Hu B'mokum Shadayin Shom Lifnei Chatzos. The Bala Chometz is in America, and it's before Chatzos, before the Shas Isur. Chemtso, his Chometz, though, is already after the Shas Isur. It's already past Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael. Is Ein Bal Chometz Mischayev Tashbisu. There's no violation here of Bal Yerov Ha'Emotzi, and so far as he's in Chutzos, it's not yet Shas Isur. V'nira De'afagav De'legabei Chometz Atzmo Sovir mar das linen rak bosse mekomme shal achometz mekomme kom mutter shapil bal achometz lehenos bi also chometz bim komo kevin shadayin lo muzer klal al hashbasoso tulin yin yisur chometz lachar pesach dolo osu kimid rabbonim mahani vade bitulo o mechiroso lishitose demar dolo ramya klal Bahu Shaita Chovas Tashbisakar Kafta de Gavra. So it's clear to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and we said that was Poshut, that if the Bala Chometz is in America and it's not Shas Isur, then his Chometz is Mutar Banah, despite the fact that the Chometz is already after Shas Isur B'mkomo in Eretz Yisrael. But he, the Bailam, is Lo Muzar Klal Ash B'Soso. And in Mela, there's no Chometz Shavala Pesach here if he sells it, because he didn't violate any Chiyuv Tashbisu or any Bal Yira Bayimotze. Now there's a long tshuva here from Rav Avadya Yosef. We don't have time to go through it now, but let's just point out, just 1 second. He says, oh, hi Ben. Here we're looking at a tshuva here of the Chazon Ish. Take a look at this. And he says the following, that after Pesach, we should not be machmir. So let's see if the case is what? The case is that the chametz is in a place where it's us. So let's say the chametz is in America. Okay? Just 1 second. No, I'm sorry. The chametz is in Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. And the Bailam is in America. So the Chometz is 7 hours ahead of the Bailam.
Yeah.
And it's already the Shas Isur Chometz. Correct? So now the Bailam in Chutz Laretz, he's not Pesedik yet, right? He hasn't entered into Pesedik. He wants to sell the Chometz. But the only problem is that the Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael and it's already after Shas Isur Chometz. You can't sell Chometz after Shas Isur. So Rav Avadya Yosef says, "Liachar Pesach ein lahachmir, v'lesar es haChometz al pi mokum hi matzuso shel haChometz. The im agavra nimtza b'mokum shekfar histayim haChag." Ah, here's an interesting case. Let's say he's a tourist in Eretz Yisrael and his chometz is in Chutz Laretz. Now, in Chutz Laretz it's still Yontif because their clock is earlier. In Eretz Yisrael, it's already Motzei Yontif. 1 second. What's the case? Yeah. So the chometz is located where it's still Pesach. But the Gavra is ready, he's made Avdolah ready in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Ein lesar sachometz, mikaven hod the kaimalon, chometz shavala pesach also. See, there's a problem of chometz shavala pesach. Why? Because the chometz was bought back from the guy after Avdolah on Motzi Yontif. Right? And the Chometz is now in Chutz Laretz when it's still Yontif. So that makes it into Chometz Shavala Pesach. Meaning, Chometz that's owned by a Jew over Pesach is also after Pesach. Also Bachila Ba'anah. So now, the Jew owns Chometz on Pesach. Why? Because the place where the Chometz is located is still, it's still Pesach. It'll be Pesach for another day. A day plus 7 hours. So he says, Ein lahachmir. Why? He says, the kaven dor the kaimel and chometz shavala pesach osman no rak min the rabbanon. The whole business that chometz after pesach is osman no min the rabbanon mishum knosah shaval bal yirah bechai gavna shelo yotza adover mechlal sofek havi sofek the rabbanon lekula vachometz mutal yachar pesach. Oh, he's basically saying we don't know. The halacha has not yet made a final determination because we don't know if he's violating Bal Yira Bayimotze because the chometz is located in Chutz Laretz where it's still Eretz Yisrael, we're still Pesach, or do we say no? There's no violation. He can own that chametz because, as far as he's concerned, he's in Eretz Yisrael, and his Pesach is over. So, since we don't know, and it becomes a safek, then when it comes to the din of chametz shavu of Pesach, which is only drabbanan, we can apply the principle of safek drabbanan lekula, and vachametz mutar achar Pesach. Let me just see. I don't have another copy of this. I can pull it out, but let me just see if that's more or less what we have over here. Toshav Eretz Yisrael, sheyesh lo chametz b'artzot habrit. Oh, he's talking about an Israeli who owns chametz in America. I was thinking of a traveler, you know, a tourist who comes to Eretz Yisrael and he has chametz in America. That's where he owns his chametz. I have the opposite problem because my chametz is here and I'm going to Chutz Laretz. We're going to be in Chutz Laretz for Pesach. So in that case, what happens is that when I get here, it's already too late to sell chametz. No, just the opposite. My situation is the opposite. I'm going to Chutz Laretz. So I have an extra 7 hours, but the chametz is ready as also in Eretz Yisrael. So do I own chametz in Eretz Yisrael when the chametz is ready after Shas Yisuro? Because for anyone else in Eretz Yisrael, it's chametz. It's already after the sixth hour. But for me, I don't have Pesach yet. So am I able to sell my chametz based on the clock in America? It's 10 a.m. in the morning, but in Eretz Yisrael, they're already sitting down to eat the afikoymen. So would I be able to benefit from my chametz or sell my chametz because for me it's not yet Pesach when it's already Pesach for the chametz, so to speak? That would be my problem. Rav Avadya Yosef is addressing the exact opposite problem of a tourist in Eretz Yisrael who has chametz in Chutz Laretz, and now after Yontif they're buying back his chametz from the guy, but his chametz is in Chutz Laretz where it's still Yontif. Right, Harav Mocher Sachomitz Be'erev Pesach Lifnei Zman Yisuro Shom, Alfi Shos Eretz Yisrael, Hoyezeh B'Shos Achar Hatzorayim, Shekvar Nesar Chomitz Be'erev Yisrael.
Is this a tourist from Chutz Arts in Israel or an Israeli in Chutz Arts?
Well, his case actually is an Israeli in Chutz Arts. Okay, so the Israeli is in Chutz Laretz, and he's selling chametz in Chutz Laretz, if I understand correctly. And the Rav in Chutz Laretz is selling his chametz Kodim Shas Yisuro, but that's only according to the New York clock. According to the Yerushalayim clock, it's already time for the Seder.
But if the Israeli is in Chutz Laretz, that's okay. The Israeli must be in Israel.
Right. What did I say? I was giving you my case where I'm an Israeli in Chutz Laretz, but his case, Rabbi Yosef, is an Eretz Yisrael guy. I guess he means an Israeli, but again, it could be a tourist, but he's got chametz in America, and the Rav is selling his chametz in America. When? Before Shas Isur, but it's already Shas Isur for the Bailim, because the Bailim are in Eretz Yisrael. HaRav Mocher Sachomitz Be'eretz Pesach Livnei Zman Yisur Avol Lefi Shos Eretz Yisrael Hoyezeh Shos Liachar Tzarayim Shekvar Nesar Chomitz Be'eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yosef says Nechleku Achronim Im Yesh Leches Bozeach Or Mokom Hi Matzo Shel Achomitz. Does it depend upon the place where the Chomitz is, which means it's already Chomitz? Oachar Mokum Bailov. Just 1 second. My mistake. Does it go Basar the Chametz? And it's not yet Chametz. That's what I meant to say. Oachar Basar HaBailim. Mokum HaBailim. And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shas Yisur Chametz. So basically, Rav Avadya Yosef is not taking a stand on the issue. He's just saying that, you know, they're Stodim Lakan, Stodim Lakan, Poskim Lakan, Achronim Lakan, so therefore it's a suffix. So since the issue is going to be Chomet Shavu of Pesach, We can be matir based on the principle of Sofik Darabonin Lekula. So the chametz is mutter after Pesach. Metopshi vatal also berov chametz shenimka. Oh, fine. That's already more complicated. So that's what we have. That's what we have over here. So take a look at this and see if what I told you makes sense as far as the text is concerned. And I'm going to try to give a shir on this on Shabbos before davening. You know, I give a shir at 8 o'clock on Shabbos morning.
Right.
He also has here a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbach.
There was something else I thought of that. If an Israeli goes to Chutz La'aretz for Pesach.
Right, that's my situation. I can relate to that.
Right, but you don't actually. You don't do it publicly anyway. But
I didn't follow you. What do you mean by publicly?
Like the last day of Pesach.
Yeah.
But
I won't do Malacha publicly, right?
Yeah, but it's not really Pesach anymore. So the fact that there's the fact that you've got chametz there, for you it doesn't matter, because it's not.
Because it's not yontif for me.
Yeah, and it's not Pesach. So theoretically, right. You could eat if you could find someone to buy back your chametz, etc. You could eat chametz that day.
Right. So wait, give me a minute to digest what you're saying.
There's still a problem with the time difference.
Now wait a second. My chametz is here in Eretz Yisrael. Let's assume that the Rav here is going to buy back the chametz right after. It's still a problem for me. Why? Because it's Motzi Yontif here. I'm talking about Shvi Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about Yontif Sheni.
Yeah,
just in terms of Shvi.
Right.
It's Motzi Yontif here, but for me in America, it's still Yontif. Correct?
Right.
So I can't buy back chametz on Yontif. So when the Rav will buy back my chametz for me, I can't own that chametz because of Bal Yerah Bayim Motzei.
Right.
And the fact that my chametz is on the other side of the world is irrelevant. If I have chametz in Australia and I didn't sell that chametz, I violate Bal Yerah Bayim Motzei.
Right.
So I have chametz in Eretz Yisrael. I'm in New York. The Rav is buying back my chametz for me, and it's still yanta for me. That's a very paradoxical situation.
Well,
you follow me? I'm in a buy. You know.
Well, you'd have to get a Rav from America to do your sale.
So that's also problematic, because the Rav from America is going to sell my chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, maybe. I don't know. You have to know. But the other option would be, but again, it's also complicated, that I tell the Rav specifically when I appoint him as my shliach before I leave Eretz Yisrael, I don't want my chametz back until 7 hours later.
Or you sell, or it's sold to someone who's a Rav who's doing it in Israel for people who keep eighth day.
Right. Oh, let's say, in other words, the Rav has a special shtar for tourists in Eretz Yisrael. So these tourists come to the Rav. And the Rav says to them, I won't buy back your chametz until after your yontif, which means you're holding an extra day of yontif. Or,
right.
That seems to be the most viable approach, because the other option to sell your chametz here in Eretz Yisrael with a Rav in America, I don't know, that doesn't get me excited. I mean, the Rav in America is not selling it to some Arab who lives in the old city in East Jerusalem. He's selling it to John Paul Jones, who lives somewhere in Manhattan, and John Paul Jones is going to buy my chametz in Jerusalem. I mean, that looks like a fictitious Kenyan. Again, I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible, but lo nichali, you know, it doesn't sound comfortable. But do you have Rav Sternbach on the other side of the page?
No.
It should be Tshuvos van Hagos.
Yes.
Okay, so take a look at that. I mean, that's gigantic. I'm afraid to go through this. But he says, Afshalechatchila. I don't know, see if you can find this paragraph. Afshalechatchila lo samachti al svar zu, because safti demisha nimtza be pesach be Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about baturis from America, all of limkar chametz kodim sheyagiyas man iser kan be eretz Yisrael. Right, so I'm not sure exactly where he's selling his chametz right now, but if you ask me when he's selling the chametz, he should make sure to sell it before the Zman Iser of Eretz Yisrael, which is a full 7 hours earlier in America. Ki lechatchila yesh lahachmin v'lachshol shel Iser v'ayirah b'mokom shebo hachametz nimtza. Meaning that if his chametz is here in Eretz Yisrael, just 1 second, what's the case again? We're talking about he's here and his chametz is there. Okay, so right, he's a tourist, so he better sell it early. He's got to sell it 7 hours earlier than his fellow neighbors, if you know what I mean. Because we have to worry about the bayiro bayimotze of the chametz in the place where it's located, and so in second, where is it? His chametz is in America. Wait a second, I lost it. His chametz is in America, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's what comes in the mishanimtz of him. So he's in America. His chametz is in Eretz Yisrael. Chatchila yesh la hachmir. The lachshos leiser bayira v'makom shebo. I don't get it. But he has another 7 hours. So what's he bothered by? I don't get it. Misha nimtz. What, you have it?
It's in some pesach be'eretz Yisrael v'chamtzo be'America.
So he's a tourist, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And his chametz is back at home in America.
Right.
So what's the issue here? He writes, you see these things, l'chatchil yesh l'hachmir, you see that?
Mm.
Well, you don't have that paragraph.
Where am I? I'm looking here, I don't see that.
Right. No, I'm giving you like what I consider a summary, so it might jump around, I don't know.
Okay.
You see something that says l'chatchil yesh l'hachmir? I don't know if you find such a thing.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'll just read it to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
He says, it's only one line. He says, "Lachatchili yesh lahachmir v'lachshosh leiser b'yira b'makom shebo hachometz nimtza." So wait a second. The chometz is where? We said that the chometz is in America,
right?
Correct? And he's a tourist here in Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So all of limkar as hachometz kodem shehigia zman ha'iser kan. He wrote some up. I don't know. There's something mixed up over here. So let's go back to the text. V'afshel chatchil. Let's read it again. Right. Lo samati al sar kasavti demisha nimtza bepesach b'Eretz Yisrael v'chemtzo b'America olav limkar hachametz kodem sheyagia. Zman ha'iser kan b'Eretz Yisrael. So he's worried about the fact that he is the person, the owner of the chametz is in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to have to sell it 7 hours early. Am I right?
He's worried about the chametz being in Pesach before he is.
What do you mean? Kodesh Shagia Zman Iser Kan B'Eretz Yisrael. Wait a minute, the Zman Iser is going to come 7 hours earlier. So he's going to have to be Makdim and sell his Chomet 7 hours earlier, am I right?
Yeah, but that doesn't make, geographically that's not correct. I don't think that's what happens. We're 7 hours ahead of America.
You're right, but I'm saying the people in America are not going to be, he has Chomets in America,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
His next door neighbor in America has chametz.
Yes.
His next door neighbor is not going to sell chametz for another 7 hours.
Right.
He's got to sell it 7 hours earlier.
Yes.
So does that make sense in the language? There's all of limkar chametz kodim sheyagiyas man ha'isur, which is 7 hours earlier.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
So that's good.
Okay.
Now what's the next line that you have? Does it say avalinya b'di'eved?
Yes. It does.
Oh, avalinya b'di'eved. Okay, so I'm not sure.
How's that like? I mean, it's being machmir.
I'm not sure. You see, I guess it's not fair to read this in the middle. It's a long tshuva. Fizelo avar benidon di dana bailam v'bal yirav. This is... What's b'di'eved? What does he mean, b'di'eved?
Like, I mean, he's been machmir for it, so he's covering his bases for Erev Pesach. It's a question of what happens Monte Pesach, but
I'm saying he sells it 7 hours early, right?
Yeah.
So what does he mean, le'inya b'di'eved? What's that mean, le'inya b'di'eved? I don't know if you could understand those three words.
Why is it b'di'eved?
Now, I'm saying those words make no sense unless you read the whole tshuva.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll call it now. Whatever we read, and whatever we didn't read, we didn't read. And